Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training, and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad, which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Sensation Salad, only at Zaxby's.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
UTIs are the worst. I've been there. One year, I had 8 UTIs. If you get UTIs, then you understand how awful the cycle can be. I was taking all the precautions, and cranberry products, they just never worked for me. I was desperate for a way to be proactive. It was hard on me and on my husband.
It was tough to see her in pain, and I wanted to help.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Spencer.
With Spencer's background in biochemistry,
and our shared frustration when it came to UTIs, we were inspired to start Eucora.
At Eucora, we make innovative urinary tract supplements and UTI relief products. Our effective urinary tract supplements finally give you a way to be proactive.
Feel like you've tried everything? We get it. We have a money-back guarantee so you can try risk-free. If you're not happy, you'll get a full refund.
We're on a mission to help women get their lives back. Ready to join them?
Get 30% off Eucora when you go to eucora.com/audio. That's eucora.com/audio.
Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka. A look now at our stories. Ratings agency Fitch is warning that the profitability of Ghanaian banks will weaken due to the Bank of Ghana's recent decision to link cash reserve ratio requirements to loans or deposit ratios. So the new regime is partly intended to boost bank lending to raise CRR requirements for banks with low loans or deposit ratios. Now, there's more for you in this Business Desk report.
Fitch said the higher requirement will weaken profitability as cash reserves at the Bank of Ghana are unremunerated. It, however, expects banks to tolerate a higher cash reserve ratio requirement rather than significantly increase lending to avoid them, given Ghana's difficult macroeconomic conditions. Substantially, a higher CD cash reserves at the central bank will weaken banks' net interest margins and profitability in 2024, which are already under pressure from declining treasury bill yields. However, it is expects the net interest margins to remain high by regional standards as treasury bill yields, although declining, will remain high, ensuring that profitability remains a key strength of Ghanaian banks' credit profiles despite the new CRR regime. The Bank of Ghana introduced a new regime on March 25th, directly linking CRR requirements to loans-to-deposit ratios on a tiered basis. Banks with loans-to-deposit ratios below 40% will be subject to a cash reserve ratio of 25% of deposit, while those with between 40% and 55% will be subject to 20% cash reserve ratio requirement.
A Business Desk report. Now, there is an overall decline of approximately 4.47% in liquefied petroleum gas, otherwise known as LPG, consumption from January 2020 to December 2023, compared to a growth of roughly 6.43% in the preceding four-year period spanning January 2016 to December 2019. Well, that's according to the Institute for Energy Security. Over the period, November 2020 recorded the highest monthly consumption of a little over 35 million kilograms, while April 2023 was found to record the lowest monthly consumption. There is more in this Business Desk report.
From 2020 to 2023, the total annual LPG consumption in Ghana fluctuated, with a peak in 2021 and a decrease in 2022. The monthly consumption also witnessed fluctuations, with some months showing higher consumption than others. Also, there appeared to be some seasonality in consumption over the period analyzed, with August, September, and November consistently exhibiting higher consumption figures above 28 million kilograms on average. On the other hand, February and April were identified as consistently recording the lowest average consumption. The IES explained that the first 4 months of year 2024 witnessed one of the sharpest increases in LPG average price in the last 4 years, jumping to 16 cedis, 11 pesos per kilogram in April, from 12 cedis, 36 pesos per kilogram in January.
You heard a Business Desk report. Now, the German Business Council has reaffirmed its commitment to support the expansion of the automotive industry in Ghana and sub-Saharan Africa. This it hopes to do by making some significant input into the recently developed automobile policy by the government of Ghana. State Secretary of the Economic Affairs and Climate Action in Germany, who led some members of the German business community to Ghana, hinted of using Ghana to expand its industrial base on the West African sub-region. There is more in this report.
The second session of the joint Ghana-German Business Council meeting focused on some gains made by both countries on automobile development and challenges faced as investors. German State Secretary on Economic Affairs and Climate Action, Udo Philipp, expressed satisfaction that government has opened its doors for investors from Germany to make some inputs to support automotive industrial growth in the country.
We have addressed the issue of automotive policy here, and we have addressed the issue of local content rules, and we have addressed the state of play of the African Continental Free Trade Agreement, because this is also one of the reasons why Ghana is a very, very attractive regional hub.
Deputy Minister for Trade and Industry, Nana Madokua Esiama Ejay, encouraged the German business partners to look out for other industrial policies like the strategic anchor initiatives to make Ghana their hub for Africa.
We've also encouraged German partners to also see Ghana as a major option in terms of investment destination, especially at this point where everyone else is looking for other opportunities on other parts of the world where we can see as an industrial hub.
You heard the Deputy Minister for Trade and Industry, Nanama Isiema Ejay, speaking there, ending the Business Desk report. To some other stories, former Minister of Finance Seth Tekpe is calling for expedited action to resolve negotiations with external commercial creditors to avert dire economic consequences on the economy. According to him, a further delay of the negotiations could cause the country to lose out on targets of the program and its benefits, citing Zambia as an example. Mr. Tekpe spoke on the AM show on Joy News.
We should work as expeditiously as possible on this matter, because we have the experience of other countries like Zambia and the rest, which took nearly 2 years for them to resolve the issue that we are discussing. Because negotiations with creditors is not that easy. Even when we did a 2015 bond, if you remember, the entire bond was used to refinance our short-term Dumso single spine and 200 million of the then looming first sovereign bond. And this involved in the World Bank, which is very sympathetic to developing countries. That discussion
Seth Tekpe is the former finance minister. More on the economy. Economist Dr. Patrick Esumeng has predicted Ghana may get a memorandum of understanding with its external bilateral creditors by the middle of this year to help unlock the $360 million funds from the IMF. His prediction follows a warning by the IMF that a staff-level agreement is not a guarantee for the release of the funds. Speaking to Joy Business, Mr. Esumeng urged government to quicken processes with the bilateral creditors to secure the $360 million support.
My suspicion is that this may not drag on as long as the first review. Don't forget, the first review was completed somewhere early November, and it took all the way to January before we could get the agreement. Now, that is in place as far as the bilateral partners are concerned. So you get a sense that with a little bit more push, we will be able to get that done. And then, you know, they can go to the board. But, you know, probably middle of next month in the earliest, by my estimation.
Economist Dr. Patrick Esumeng speaking there. Now to some revenue stories, that Ghana is likely to record an increase in foreign revenue if it implements a tax on foreign incomes of resident Ghanaians. That's according to senior partner in charge of tax at Deloitte, George Ankuma. Sharing his perspective on the matter earlier on the marketplace on Joy News, Mr. Ankuma said disclosing the incomes is necessary and will enable the state to issue appropriate taxes to increase the country's revenue.
If there should be any impact on foreign exchange, I would say it should be a positive one, because this, we are looking at income that are sourced from outside Ghana. And so if you disclose those incomes in Ghana and they are in foreign currency, because they are, the source is out of Ghana, and you are supposed to pay any taxes in Ghana, it means you are going to remit those taxes in Ghana or coming in that foreign currency, unless you decide that because you have enough Ghana citizens, so you want to pay those taxes in Ghana with Ghana cedis. Those benefits that will come in terms of foreign exchange would be that you are bringing in the foreign income for tax purposes.
George Ankuma is a senior partner in charge of tax at Deloitte, Ghana. Now, the Institute of Economic Affairs has commended the government on the overall target of the Planting for Food and Jobs Phase 2. In an interview with Joy Business, the director of research at IEA, Dr. John Kwachi, believes the PFJ Phase 2 will address key challenges confronting the nation's agricultural value chain.
Our further investigations have revealed that the PFJ.2 would address more effectively the entire food chain from production to storage to marketing. It would also address the usual allied challenges regarding inputs such as seeds, fertilizer, credit, and extension services, while catering to the requirements of both peasant and large-scale commercial farmers. These are challenges that have faced agriculture for decades, but have not been adequately dealt with.
Time now for Money Lab.
Hello, welcome to Money Lab. My name is Ransom Matekole, Head of New Business Advisory at Enterprise Trustees. On our previous episode, we discussed retirement planning. Today, we'll be talking about the birth of the three-tier pension scheme in Ghana. The introduction of the three-tier pension scheme in Ghana, as mandated by the National Pensions Act 2008, Act 766, was a strategic response to address several key challenges and enhance the overall efficiency and effectiveness of the pension system in the country. Some primary reasons behind the adoption of the three-tier pension schemes are, one, a comprehensive retirement coverage. The existing pension scheme had structural gaps, leaving various working segments without adequate coverage. To address this, a three-tier pension scheme was introduced, offering diverse pension options tailored to different employment types and income levels for a more inclusive approach. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Money Lab. Till we come your way again, please remember to plan well and retire well.
Ransford Mantikole is a new business head advisory at Enterprise Trustees with today's edition of Money Lab on Tier 3 pension schemes. Ending the Joy Business Report brought to you by Imperial General Assurance, Solid Protection and Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa. Talking about Ecobank, the Ecobank salary account is a special account designed for workers of all income brackets desirous of receiving their salaries through Ecobank. With the Ecobank salary account, you are guaranteed all the benefits of a normal savings or current account plus many more. Ecobank salary account gives workers free life insurance cover of up to 10,000 cedis, 24/7 access to cash and e-banking services, internet and mobile banking services, high interest on savings, no minimum balance, ability to save through the EcoBank Save as You Spend, a unique feature that helps customers to save and invest. Remember, the insurance policy covers death, permanent or temporary disability, critical illness, hospitalization, retrenchment, and more. Savings or current account holders at EcoBank do not have to close their existing accounts to enjoy the numerous benefits of the EcoBank salary account. Just ask your brand to switch your existing account to the EcoBank salary account. Non-EcoBank account holders should approach any EcoBank branch and ask for the EcoBank salary account. Switch your salary account today and enjoy amazing benefits at EcoBank. Call EcoBank to free on 0800-003-225 whenever, wherever for further details. EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa. Thanks so much for your time. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Ignition is next. Do enjoy.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.